From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
The feared plague of mobile ads or coupons for pizza or coffee as we walk past those shops on the street never materialized. And now, perhaps we know why. Location alone is not a great predictor of promoting a sale. Those in the industry are making that clear as mobile advertising matures. We'll look at what this means for mobile location-based advertising after a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine, already the global leader in geospatial technology news, has launched Directions Magazine India, featuring a weekly newsletter and topical webinars specifically about the growth of GIS in India. Point your browser to directionsmag.in today. And Directions will bring its Location Intelligence Conference to Brazil. On June 19, 2013, LI Brazil will be co-located with the Mundo Geo Connect Conference in Sao Paulo. More information can be found at locationintelligence.net. Thanks, and be sure to tell a friend about Directions.
Two recent articles suggest that when it comes to mobile advertising, an individual's location should not be the only thing considered when sending the ad, but rather one of several guiding factors. One of the articles was an interview that we did at Directions Magazine with Rip Gerber, who's the CEO of Locade, which is a location as a service company. We have an interview with him titled, How to Use Geofencing Correctly. And one of the questions we posed was, well, how do you use geofencing correctly? And this was his response. Correct use is smart use. There is a perception that as a customer crosses a geofence, they are automatically sent a notification. In practice, to make that happen, the marketer or brand would need to be constantly accessing GPS data or pinging the customer's device to get the network-based location. This is costly, time-consuming, and if pulling GPS data through an app, a surefire way to drain your customer's battery. We would class that as incorrect use. The correct way to use a geofence is to use it as an additional data point for your customers in order to send locally targeted relevant content at times that most benefit your business. So not just location, a bunch of other stuff too. And that sentiment was echoed by David Peterson. He's the CEO of Sense Networks, and he was writing at Gomo News. And I'll just have a short quote from that. It's a very valuable article to read, I have to say. He wrote, sending an ad to a consumer based on their current location often isn't as powerful as sending mobile ads based on the user's lifestyle and behavior that historical location data can reveal. In fact, our research has shown that there is no correlation between distance to store and mobile ad clicks for retailer brands. So what he's saying is, it doesn't matter how close you are to the store, sending an ad and expecting behavior to change, it doesn't matter how close you are. If you send the ad, you get the same click-throughs whether you're close or you're far away. And I think that's really huge and really sets up a concern that maybe all this location-based stuff isn't what it was expected to be. So let me start with this question. Does what they're arguing sound intuitively correct? I mean, we haven't done any studies, but does that make sense to you? Does it explain why we thankfully we never got those pizza and coffee coupons when we were walking down the street?
The bottom line, I agree with Gerber. I don't agree with Peterson, and here's why. First of all, we got to look at the platform and the premise. The premise is we're discussing mobile advertising. What we're really discussing is message delivery. We're discussing platform in the sense of mobility. But if you look at the other forms of message delivery, in a sense, and by reasoning, advertising delivery, we're really looking at things like other forms of platforms, newspapers, magazines, billboards, TV. What's the difference here? Well, what the difference is that the platform is on the move, and the messaging has the potential to be variable and change with location. That's not true with TV or newspapers as it relates to the consumer. A newspaper display ad doesn't change as the consumer moves. Mobile advertising, and let's leave location aside for a second, but only for a second, assumes that the user's not where they live. And even if they are home, the psychographic characteristics of the buyer are inherently location-based. All of these marketing profiling schemes, Site from Pitney Bowes, Tapestry from Esri, they're all based on an aggregation of the preferences of the consumer. And that's inherently a geographic problem, which relates to retail site selection, merchandising, all that other stuff. So I don't really agree with Peterson's premise, because we're talking about mobility. And Gerber is right, but there's another reason for Gerber, which I could explain later.
Okay, let me respond to that as somebody who isn't as in deep to this discussion as you are. It's my understanding that the marketers of the world know more about me based on where I live, that is my address, than they do based on where I happen to be at any given moment. Is that true?
I think that's true, yes, right?
Therefore, it makes more sense to me that sending me any kind of mobile ad should be more based on what they know about me because of where I live than where I happen to be. So if I'm walking in downtown Boston, and I'm walking down Newbury Street, one of our really fancy streets with all the fancy stores and such, you could tell based on my home address what my income might be. And it may or may not be related to how fancy those stores are, which would be something you might guess based on where I happen to be at that moment.
I think there's two different problems that we're looking at. One, we're not getting these pop-up ads, as you explained in the beginning, because I think that's an inefficient way to deliver ads.
Thankfully.
I think it works. Yeah, right. And I think it works for loyalty programs. I don't think it works for mass marketing, right? Let's take other forms of mass marketing. We get stuff in the mail that aren't necessarily related to us, but we don't care, right? It's not invading our privacy. But if we got that pop-up ad that may or may not relate to us, we're pretty ticked off about that. Because as you just said, it really has nothing to do with your consumer preferences. It has to do with your location.
And let's just make clear that the whole premise of a loyalty program is you join it because you have a relationship with the brand. And guess what? They know something about you because you have chosen, for example, to have a Subway card like I do for the sandwich chain. So they know I like Subway. They know that.
Right. Right. So that's why I think it has more to do with the implementation. And I hope that's what Peterson's getting at more than it does about geofencing or location-based ads in general. It's just not good target marketing and really shows a lack of concern for privacy. There's a difference between mass marketing and targeted marketing. And I want to make sure our audience understands that there's a difference. We're not going to get those pop-up ads. That's why it never worked before. I think it does work with the loyalty programs. And that's where the geofencing comes in. And that's where Gerber is going, I think. And the problem that Gerber is discussing is right on. It's very key that you're going to drain your battery pretty quickly. And that is not smart use of geofencing. But that is changing. And we've posted a press release that came out a few weeks ago from Broadcom that they are developing a chip with low power consumption for geofencing. So it may completely change the premise of what Gerber is talking about, because technology is advancing. They Broadcom understands the problem. They know that geofencing is going to be key to mobile location-based advertising. And hence, as technology changes, our ability to deliver consumer-related content will change as well.
So with that new chip and new opportunities to get more location-based information about an individual as they are in motion without draining their battery, and we agree to do that, what that might mean is that we'll actually have a better chance of combining what you know about me plus where I am. So, for example, if you know about me that I like Subway, and you know where I am, and I'm getting close to a Subway, and it's lunchtime, then I'm going to be more likely to get that ad?
I think you will. I think what is happening now in location-based marketing is we're collecting all of this anonymized data, and we're collecting it at such a rate that we're beginning to be really smart about consumer preferences, foot pedestrian traffic, and we're finding out more about just mobility. For all intents and purposes, we are really in a nation stage of mobility and certainly location-based advertising, even though we've been talking about this for a long time. As the technology changes, as we get all this anonymized data, as we get consumer preferences, it will change the way in which I think these ads will be delivered. I still think we have to be concerned about why you would get an ad. And I don't know if the loyalty program issue will change. I still don't think we're going to get random mass marketed ads.
What does this idea that location isn't the primary thing that you use to target an ad, but one of many details about an individual, what does that say about how the folks who are selling the ads or selling the location technology should be doing that selling?
I'm not necessarily in agreement with that preference, but I don't think this is any different than what we've always known about marketing and advertising. All of the research we've done on psychographics and consumer preferences and behavior, that's still basic market research. That's still what we're going to do. And that's not going to be abandoned because all of a sudden we have a different platform. So I don't necessarily agree with the premise that location isn't one or two that should be concerned, that we should consider in marketing. So I don't agree with the premise, but I don't think it's anything new. I think it's the same old marketing research that we would normally do. That's just my point about that it's as important as it has always been.
So you're arguing this doesn't really, this isn't news then?
No, it's not news. No, it is not news at all to me.
Well, that's really interesting.
We understand target marketing. We understand psychographics. It's not news.
And yet, for the past how many years is going to be the year of location-based marketing on mobile?
Right.
And what that suggests to me is that all of that hype and all of that excitement were being shared with people who didn't know the basics of marketing. Is that possible?
Well, that's what it appears. And that's a little bit concerning to me. The only thing that's changed is the platform. And as I said earlier, the platforms that we've had, newspapers, billboards, TV, it's just a delivery platform for a message. So if the platform is mobile and you have to consider location, so that's my point. The marketing and what you do in terms of messaging doesn't change. The platform has changed. So you better adapt to the platform, and that platform is mobile, and location has to be one of the primary considerations.
All right, let me give you a very specific example. When I was a kid, I would regularly drive past this building on the Charles River on Storrow Drive, and there was a sign in front of it. There was an ad, and it said, "If you lived here, you'd be home now."
Mm. Yeah, we had similar ads, yeah.
Right, and I was about 12, and I thought this was brilliant because every time I was driving by there, we were on our way home, and it was another 20 minutes to get home with lots of traffic.
Right.
And I remember thinking, wow, that's really true. And I remember thinking very deeply about this and thinking, yeah, most of the time, probably half of the time when you're driving home. The other half of the time, you're driving from home to wherever you're going. So that ad hits half of the time to half of the people in the cars. That's really good. That's really clever, right?
Right.
Now, how would we translate that to mobile? Well, hopefully you wouldn't have your phone on and you wouldn't be diddling with it while you were driving. But can you imagine that if, as you came around that corner, now you could sense where somebody was and again guess that half the time, if they're in their car and they're traveling at a certain speed, they are in fact going home, and send them a message, hey, if you lived here, you'd be home now.
Right.
And what I'm trying to get at is the change in the platform.
The change in the platform does what we're talking about is geofencing. So as you come around that corner and you get this pop-up ad, you're going to have a message that is something specific to you. Now, that still doesn't remove the premise that it has to be the right message to you. That billboard that you saw was more or less mass marketed.
Yes, it was.
But it was very specific to that location, right? Right? Because that was probably an ad for an apartment complex,
right,
or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I don't think our premise in marketing messaging changes, which is why I said before, I think it works for the loyalty program. So you had to be in the market for looking for an apartment. It was smart advertising, but you weren't in the market for an apartment at that time. You thought it was just very good advertising.
But if you change the premise and you were in the market for a new apartment to move to, you may opt into a realtor who's selling apartment space, and you may get that pop-up ad. It just doesn't work in mass marketing.
Well, and maybe that's really what we're getting at here, is that just using location is mass marketing, because so many people are going to cross through some geofence on their way to work or on their way home from work that may or may not be relevant to them.
Right.
But if we can get even a single piece of information about them, like are they in the market for a house or not, or are they allergic to cheese or not, we can decide whether or not to send them an ad like, if you lived here, you'd be home now, or cheese pizzas for sale, 2 for $10.
Right, right. Okay, so let's go back to Peterson's argument. Does that now hold? Do you now believe that he's right, that location is not as important as it should be?
I think Peterson is exactly right.
You do?
I do. Because it doesn't matter how close the pizza place is if you're allergic to cheese or gluten. You're not going to go to the pizza place, period. Didn't we just see some data about how far you would travel to any for any particular piece of consumer goods?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And what it said was, if I remember correctly, you would go further for things that are more expensive in general.
Right.
Which makes sense, right?
Right.
So in that sense, location only matters if you really need to buy that expensive thing, like a car or a sofa or whatever. I think it's about need first and location second. It's not like real estate where it's location, location, location. It's need and then location.
I would agree with that. But your need, what factors into your needs is, I think, still geographically related. You know, you live in a certain place. You have certain consumer characteristics. You're grouped with people that are similar to you, more or less. So I still think there is an element of geography that's critical to your need. So I'm not entirely convinced with Peterson's argument, but I accept that he's got a different point of view. Put it that way.
Okay, I think that's a good. Let's leave it right there, and I'm guessing we'll return to this topic in the future as we get more data about how location does or does not impact actual purchasing decisions. That's all the time we have for today.
And from us here at Directions, just a brief reminder that our Location Intelligence Conference on May 21st and 22nd is going to be held in Washington, D.C. But if you can't join us this year in Washington, we are broadcasting the entire event by webcast, and you can join with us live or with our recorded version at any time on demand. See more information at locationintelligence.net.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can reach us via Twitter @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is posted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.